I know you talked for a long time about this homecoming. I'm sure you never dreamed it would turn out this way.
Nah, I mean, who dreams of getting beat 44-7 and basically being dominated for a whole game? It was tough on our end. You know, the Lions played well. They're a different team now. I was once told by Torrey Holt it takes about a couple years for him to implement his whole offense, and you know, he's going into his second year. Guys seem to be playing with a lot of confidence defensively. With Sean Rogers and Corey Redding up front, they're just very disruptive, and you know, it makes jobs easier, you know, for the other guys on the back end to play defense. And you know, Sean Rogers is the most dominant guy in the inside, and you know, you was able to see that today. He was able to make some key plays, and the Lions play well. We got our butts kicked, and you know, we're not a good football team right now. You know, we need to improve. We need to get some guys healthy, and you know, we just need to play.
Drake, given that they're a better team, people in Denver wonder what's going on with the Broncos.
I don't know. I mean, we just some guys. You know, we got to look in the mirror, man, and just see if you're doing your job. You know, if you're playing hard, you execute. You know, basically, football is about one-on-one, winning individually, and just competing every snap. And I don't know if we are doing that as a whole game. You know, apparently we didn't do it today because we got beat, you know, bad. So, you know, we just got to evaluate ourselves and look in the mirror. You know, guys getting paid money to do what you love to do, supposedly. You know, this is what I love to do. I'm getting paid to do what I love to do. So, you know, we have to perform.
I ask you this with respect. You're out there and I'm not.
Say it again.
I ask, did guys in any way give up today as the score got out of reach?
I mean, I don't know. I like to hope not. I mean, but it seemed like everything they did from offense to defense, the Lions, it was executing, you know, it was working. You know, they couldn't do anything wrong today. You know, they forced turnovers. You know, we talked about winning the turnover battle, and normally when you win a turnover battle, you win the games. They were able to get interception to the house, you know, they caused a couple fumbles and made some plays. And that, to me, that was the key in them winning the football game today.
Looked like Roy Williams was messing with you a little bit out there. A little trash talk going on. What do you have to say to you?
Nah, he called me "you bum," and I called him a bum back. I mean, it was a little saying we always said last year. He called each other bums, you know. But me and Roy, man, we're pretty good friends. You know, we competed in everything we did last year. You know, from the times we was in Detroit together, and that's all. You know, everybody trying to make a big deal out of him calling me a no hitter and all that. And I just knew Roy didn't mean anything by it. You know, Roy just talked, and he was having fun with it. So, I mean, but I know how Roy feel about me as a football player. You know, I got a lot of respect for him. He's one of the best receivers and has some of the best set of hands I've ever seen. So, but it's all fun, man. Them guys are like my family, man. You know, I was there with them for 4 years, and you know, I was experiencing some down times with them guys. But you know, I was like a brother to a lot of them guys. I had a good relationship with a lot of them guys, and you know, people try to make it seem like I was cancerous to the team, and that wasn't the case, man. You know, I was a big brother to a lot of guys. I was a brother to a lot of them guys, and that's all it was.
It's a little bittersweet coming back here, Dre, and seeing now that they're having success, and maybe, you know, a little bit of what if.
Well, you know, I can't live in the past. You know, everything happened for a reason. I came here during the prime of my career, and I experienced some great football here. You know, I made 2 Pro Bowls, was first alternate other, and you know, when I was here with the Lions, I made a lot of plays. So, you know, I'm happy for them guys. You know, they moved me. I moved on. I'm in Denver, and them guys winning, man. You know, we always felt like that we had talent. We just, you know, it seemed like we always found a way to lose a game when it got tough when I was in Detroit. But now they found a way to win these games, and I'm happy for them guys. I don't wish any bad on them guys, man. You know, I want to see them guys succeed, see them doing well. And like I said, we like brothers, and I'm glad to see them guys having fun and have smiles on their faces.
Good seeing you again, man.
Hard to believe you guys are 3-5.
What's that?
Hard to believe you guys are 3-5.
Oh, yeah. You know, this wasn't what we were expecting coming to the season. You know, we have a veteran team. We got some big-time players, and you know, we was expecting to be, you know, more so 5-3 than 3-5. But, you know, we just got to adjust. It's not the end of the season. You know, it's not over for us. We still got a lot of football left to be played. But, you know, if we're going to make this run, you know, guys going to have to, you know, look in the mirror. Like one of my teammates said, we got to look in the mirror and decide if we're going to play or if we're going to roll over. And if we're going to play, it's time to play now.